Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
That fair old slips off the tongue, doesn't it, Tony?
Yeah.
And so does this. Dirtbox Disco. Play another song of the jukebox, read me lads. Rock and roll. Play another song of the jukebox, read me lads. Rock and roll. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's all right. Now then, so what I've got here, that was Dirtbox Disco and a track called Tragic Roundabout. That came through from Music Submit. Yes, it did. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Dirtbox Disco.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B on the internet now. They're great fun, Dirtbox Disco. They even describe themselves as kind of fun comedy punk sort of thing, and it is, it's really good. Check out their stuff. They've got some tracks on MySpace. They've got an album out now. I'll be playing more of their stuff in the future. They're very excited about being on the show, and I'm hoping they're very excited that we've chosen them as the first track this week. This week's show, my friend, is a show of contradictions.
Okay,
except for in the middle. So what I've got for you right now, mate, I'll tell you what, I might save a bit. No, I won't. I'll do it now. I've got a poetry corner for you. If you have an idea for a poem, please do email Paulie B at Punky Radio. Title your email Poetry Corner. That's what, guess who, Joni H. Jizz did. And this is her poem this week. Hey, P&T, another limerick. I feel that I should, because Punky Radio is so bloody good. Such glorious tunes from a couple of loons taking time off from milking their wood. That's from Joni H. Jizz, the Fulham fish pie feeler. She's been around the country licking one city at a time. That's a quote, of course, from Paul V. Edwards. Now, so I've also got it, and thank you very much, Joni H. Jizz, who seems to be our one-woman poet laureate. I'm not even convinced it's a woman. I think it's a bloke.
Oh.
Right, so that's controversial. Prove you're not, Joni H. Jizz. Photos. Maybe one of your friends. So I've also had a joke to Comedy Suburbs, and again, it's Glumbongo, Glumbongo, he's pissed off in the Congo. We do have our regular contributors, don't we? This has come through to Comedy Suburbs at Punky Radio, at Paulie B at punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs, send us your joke in. This is this week's from Glumbongo, Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo. I was at my mate's yesterday, he's only got one arm, bless him. He got up, and I said, where are you off to? He said, to change the light bulb. I said, oh, that's going to be awkward, isn't it? Not really, he said. I've kept the receipt. It's all right, isn't it?
Nice.
Anyway, yeah, please do send those things. And now, a band called Comity. Can you see what I've done? The contradictions. Dirtbox Disco sounds like it's going to be filthy dirty, actually a bit fun. Then we get Comity, deadly serious band from Poland. And I thought you might like to read out the name of this song when the time comes. This is from their new album, Luminal, which we did give one away in the Punky Radio competition. I'm not even calling it a Christmas competition. It was because it was only given out the other week. Really, really good album. Really interesting. I listened to all the tracks today, picking out the one that would be best for the show rather than picking out the one with the funniest name, and it happened to be the same on both counts.
Nice.
This album, every track is different from the last. This album itself is a contradiction in terms, Tony. But what I want to know is, what is Comity's website?
Comity.com.
How are you spelling Comity?
With a K.
It is. It's Tony 2, probably being instant nil. And this is Tony?
Nebezpiecznik Moshk, or something like that.
No, that'll do.
Okay.
Już tak wiele, żyję tylko z dnia na dzień. Kiedyś byłem popularny, teraz już nie jestem. Dookoła tory przeszkód, w głowie zamęt, w uszach szum. Wszystko dobrze szło, nim zawód. Niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg. Zapomniałem już tak wiele, żyję tylko z dnia na dzień. Kiedyś byłem popularny, nigdy już nie będę. Dookoła tory przeszkód, w głowie zamęt, w uszach szum. Wszystko dobrze szło, nim zawód. Niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg. Niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg, niebezpieczny mózg.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments or anything like that for us?
I do. I've got one Facebook comment and I've got a Google Plus one as well.
Holy so busy.
I know. please do leave us a comment on either of those. Facebook, go to facebook.com, search Punky Radio. It's the radio station page that comes up. Like our page and leave us a comment. Alternatively, if you are the Google Plus persuasion, go to gplus.2/punkyradio and leave us a comment on our wall. On our Facebook wall this week, from Amanda Moir, who is one of the Canardans from a long time
one
ago.
One of the Canardans.
Who says, Paulie B and Tony, it's been ages, remember me? Yes, we do. Long time no hear from.
Of course we do. One of our favourite listeners.
Yeah, thanks for getting back in touch. Her Chantel and Alan.
Alan.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the comment.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it for Facebook.
Well, make sure you reply to that comment saying more information, please. We want to know what you've been doing.
Exactly. But on a Google Plus page, Glenn Davenport's been in touch.
Hang
says,
on a minute. You've got to explain Google Plus to me. This is mystery to me, but this is going to be the big thing this year.
Yeah, Google Plus is the Google alternative to Facebook. It looks very much like Facebook. It's a social network. Sign up through Google. If you have a Google account, you can create yourself an account through it. It's just like Facebook. You can find us on there, search Punky Radio, add us to your circle, and leave us a comment on our wall and help us out with our Google Plus page.
It's all about circles, Google Plus, isn't it?
All about circles and sharing.
Now,
I
wonder whether if you got involved in a love triangle as a result of Google Circles, rather like the Frenchies art film, noir film, Jules et Jim. One of the greatest films of all time, directed, of course, by Francois Truffaut, but then you'd have known that.
No.
Cool. Anyway, it was coming.
Glenn Davenport, who says, why do you guys keep talking about Facebook? More Google+, Twitter, or even MySpace. At least one person doesn't have Facebook and still finds it repulsive. Maria La Facebook. Please note my lack of capitalization out of disrespect. Well, we do talk about Facebook and Google+. And we mentioned MySpace a hell of a lot as well. But fair comment, you know.
But yeah, it is interesting that he hates Facebook and refuses to be on it, but something of a chicken in that he's had to say death to Facebook in French in case French book. Oh my God! Imagine French book. Jesus. The Français Lich. God, you don't want French book. Oh, well, no, maybe you do.
I
even said like a Frenchman. Yeah, maybe you do. I don't know. French book. He said death to Facebook in French in case Facebook track him down, I reckon.
Maybe.
Chicken. Go on, hide it. Plus. People will find you eventually.
Exactly.
Everyone's going to find Google Plus this year, that's what I reckon.
Probably, and we've got the page.
Like every other social network.
So yeah, well, thanks for the comment. It's the first one in 2 months, so please do, if you're on Google Plus, add us and join in with the party. But there, that's it for our Google Plus and Facebook wars.
Punk rock time. Bleach Boys. Death List. That was the Bleach Boys, Tony, and that is I'm calling it the B-side, track 2 on their new single alongside Guantanamo Baby that we played the other week. That was a track called Death List, which, as I said the other week, is a bit similar to a song I've done recently called Everyone I Like, Must Be Dead, although different and better, frankly. What I want to know is, what is the Bleach Boys website?
TheBleachBoys.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony 3, poorly being the internet nil. This could be your first win of the year, my friend.
Wow. Yeah,
quite exciting. And thank you very much for John from the Bleach Boys to actually hand delivering that CD. Quite a bit of hand delivery. I like a bit of hand delivery, Tony.
Nice.
Have I said you're listening to Dr. Slaggerby underneath us?
I don't think so.
You're listening to Dr. Slaggerby underneath us right now. Thanks for a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay. That's fine.
Did you do anything last week?
More wanton destruction, I believe. We've been clearing the house out. Where did we go last week? So last week we destroyed the conservatory and the some wallpaper stripping, and then we got some had to get some quotes in to get the house cleared because it was.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Have you done the wallpaper stripping already?
No, we did. But we did like two rooms in, and then realised that we didn't quite know which walls would have to take plaster off because we're insulating the exterior walls internally.
Yeah, you have to be careful with wallpaper stripping, mate. It's very easy to get carried away.
Yeah. But some walls are, you know, we're completely taking the plaster off completely, so there's no point taking the wallpaper off and then the plaster. Right. So we stopped after a day, but then realised that we've got a big wardrobe, got beds in this, a three-piece suite, the shed's full of all sorts, like car, radiators, starter motors, everything.
It sounds like you could do a hell of a car boot.
Yeah, but it's all crap, unfortunately. So we had to get...
What's your point?
That's a good point, yeah. So we had some people come around to quote to clear it, and the guy's there, as we speak now, the guy's just left for the day. So he's just cleared off all the contents of the shed, and he's going to clear the kitchen out. So hopefully when he's finished, we'll just have almost the shell left. We've got rid of most of it. Hopefully end of the week, it should be cleared out, and... yeah, maybe we can just actually get into it. I've got a guy coming this week to move some gas fires. There's six gas fires in the place. Six? Nice. There's three in the living room. Proper plumbed in gas fires. The guy liked it warm.
How big is this living room?
It's two rooms knocked into one, but it's still not that big.
Right.
Yeah. So
it's still a bit gas fire centric.
Yeah. Yeah, he liked it warm, you know. But yeah, so more destruction.
Involves garbage disposal as well. Because I only had one gig, and I drove to The Hob, which is a really good pub, a really good gig in southeast London. The gig was fine, I don't want to talk about that. I was on last, it went great, I was very happy. But the drive there is 48 miles from my house to there. Okay. Guess how long it takes to get there?
2 hours?
2 hours. And guess how long it takes to get back?
1 hour.
2 hours.
Oh.
Because on a Saturday night, when you drive back through London, on the way there's traffic. Yeah, you expect that. But on the way back, Saturday night is when London empties its bins, right? And all the bin lorries are all over London. So I got stuck behind bin lorries, right, by the Palace of Westminster.
Oh.
I was stuck looking up at a dangerously leaning Big Ben with a bin lorry in front of me. Oh, for fuck's sake. Then I was stuck behind a bin lorry going through Camden. I was stuck behind a bin lorry when I got up to Archway. I'll tell you what, I breathe out at Staples Corner. If you know London, you'll know what I mean there. I'm tense all the way driving through London. And then as soon as I get to Staples Corner, at the foot of what I call the A1, once you get on the A1, straight road, clear road, lovely job. I understand it's the best time for London's bin lorries to do their work, so when the least traffic is. Unfortunately, that's when I'm driving. So I say, bin lorries on a Monday morning, please. Do me a favour. Right.
Cool.
That's about it. I'll tell you what now. Hipbone Slim almost rhymes with bin. We've got Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers now, Tone. That'll be coming up. After that, there'll be another song that I'll tell you about afterwards by Standout Riot. So let's do the Hipbone Slim bit first. What is, because Hipbone Slim have got a new album out, a fantastic album, but with the song I've played about the one-eyed monkey. I'm still getting people getting said that one-eyed monkey song's great. This one is a more traditional track this week. What is Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers.
No, MySpace.com/ Hipbone Slim.
Oh, I
every time. Tony Tweed, boy of the internet one. This is Half Crazy Daddy. We'll be right back.
of the brown hole.
Listening to the Guano Bats underneath us right now. Thanks, Tony. Such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Standout Riot, courtesy of TNS. That's not Skanking Records. The track was called Ambush Paddington. Before that, you heard Hitbone Slim and E-Trams and Half Crazed Daddy. That's from their album Carnival Militia, which I believe came out in 2009. The reason I've played that is because they're on at Strummer Camp this year. What I know is what is Standout Riot's MySpace page.
MySpace.com/StandoutRiot.
It is. It's Tony Four, Paulie B, and Internet One. And here comes some information about Strummer Camp. Because you might remember, year before last, I did Strummer Camp. I compared the TNS stage, basically. I had a great time. Really, really liked it. Wasn't able to go last year. I'm not going to be able to go this year either, which is a shame because I've got a press releasey thing here that I've kind of edited a bit to make sense. So I'm just going to read it out, all right?
Okay.
So we'll do your international gig guide at the end, if that's all right.
That's fine.
So this is a gig guide, but it's kind of, it's in the future, so I'll just read it out. Strummer Camp are pleased to announce that the following bands will also be joining Jim Jones Review at this year's festival, because Jim Jones Review are going to be headlining the Saturday night, and I saw Jim Jones Review when they supported Brian Setzer's Rockabilly Riot, and they were fantastic. So they're reason enough to go, but anyway, across the five stages, this is what else is on: New Model Army, Jim Jones Review, Dub Pistols, Rotten Hill Gang, Gold Blade, who we played on the show, Neck, who we played on the show, The Lovely Eggs, V13, Electric River, Strongbow, Standout Riot, who you just heard, Beat the Red Light, who we played on the show, China Shop Bull, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, who we played on the show, Hated Till Proven, Acid Drop, who we played on the show, Faintest Idea, who we've played on the show, Only Strangers, Boot Scraper, who we've played on the show, Rising Strike, who we've played on the show, Run Out, The Guns, Smoky Bastard, The Kirks, who we've played on the show, and you may be hearing in a minute, Melodica's New Reed, Louise Distress, Bransdown Band, Ducking Punches, Emma Hallows, Barney, Happy Martyr, Billy Liar, who I think we've played on the show, 12 Angry Men, have we played them on the show? We might have done. Troy Fade, Caesar Mirth, Matt Bentley, Tim Holhouse, Rob Galloway, Darren Poyser, Zookase Theatre, and many more to come. More bands will be announced soon, along with details of the day split. With well over 60 bands playing, Strummer Camp promises to be one of the best value for money festivals about, and it is as well. It's absolutely brilliant. You'll find out why. Make sure you check the site, the Facebook or Twitter, for the latest news. Big Cheese described it as a festival winner and gave it 5 out of 5, and eFestivals called it the friendliest festival around, and I'll vouch for both of those things. Tickets are currently £50 in advance for the whole thing, but go up to £65 in early February. So if you're thinking of going, get your tickets now, save yourself £15. As I say, I've done Strummer Camp. I think it's fantastic. It's just about the only festival that I can go to, that I would go to. This year it's the 1st to the 3rd of June, which is the weekend of the Queen's Thingamabob, which means that that's on Friday to Sunday, and then you've got Monday and Tuesday as bank holidays. Get over it. So it's time to have a lot of punk rock fun and get over it in style. The website is strummercampfestival.co.uk for more information. I read that relatively smoothly.
That's a lot of information and a lot of bands.
It is, but that's why I just wanted to get it all out of the way now. It's absolutely brilliant. If you get the chance to go, do. Now, just to back up how good this thing is, I'm now going to play you a track by the Kirks from their last album, which I have here, called Agroculture, which is a great album. And I can't remember what I've played off this, but I don't think I've played Panic Earth before. That's the one that we're going to be playing. Anyway, it's absolutely brilliant. And thank you very much to TNS for sending us this stuff through. I really, really appreciate it. Hello, fellas. Right, so what I want to know is, what is the Kirks MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheKirks.
How are you spelling the Kirks?
K-I-R-K-Z.
Oh, bollocks. Tony Five, probably be the Internet One. This is Panic Earth.
Through your roof, the U.S. and as we accept these agendas, oh, it's hard to be choice but to accept this invitation to be the stars on our favorite padding station every day. On the news, our daily ways they didn't choose. It's no longer just them. Now it's happening to you. On this ever hidden planet, something I can keep your body. It's beginning little vibes with only idiots of fighting.
Dogging.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
Probably more destruction and getting quotes. We try and get quotes for electricians at the minute. We just had one from one, and I think he was trying to rip us off.
I've got a great quote from an electrician for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll cost you, is pretty much what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'll cross you.
I had
one. I'd like to go for another job.
He phoned me back last night to give me the quote, and we haven't made a full decision on the kitchen yet, so we couldn't quote us for that. So I said, okay, well, can you tell me roughly how to work out what it will be per socket? And he couldn't tell me. Then I said, okay, well, what's your daily rate? And he says, it's hard to say what your daily rate is. That's ridiculous.
It's hard to say so much.
Yeah.
Can't bring yourself to say it.
It's hard to say because he's making it up.
Can I just write it down and run off?
Ridiculous. So yeah, I think he was making it up on the spot. So we're not using him. But yeah,
no,
still trying to find people.
I've got a very interesting week this week.
Okay.
Wednesday night, I'm doing it because it's Burns night. Wednesday night, 25th of January.
Okay.
And I will be toasting the lassies at a Burns supper, despite my clear lack of Scottishness. And it's going to be great fun. Basically, I have to stand up for approximately 8 minutes and be fairly misogynist. I shouldn't find it too hard. And then I get a four-course meal, a load of booze and 50 quid. Come on!
Nice.
What a night. So I'm looking forward to that very much. I will be eating haggis and drinking whiskey. You know, whiskey does something, makes me angry. So anything can happen by the end of the night. I'm hoping I toast the lassies before I drink the whiskey, put it that way. Otherwise, stuff would go really badly wrong. Then on Thursday, I'm doing a nightclub in Milton Keynes called Escape, which I have done before, but not for years. And, well, I'll say it's a nightclub. It's in a bar in the whole complex of it. That's Thursday. Friday night, Tony, I'm doing Aldershot Town Football Club.
Wow.
That's right. I'm not doing all of them.
Okay.
No, I think I'm in a function room. I don't think I'm on the pitch. And then on Saturday night, I've got the night off at the moment. It's my mate Seb's birthday. Seb, the guy who wrote the book of magic bollocks that we pushed on the show.
And the guy who did the theme tune. Seb.
And the guy who did the theme tune to Punky, of course, yeah. The great Sebastiano, of course. We forgot about that. The man responsible for Punky. I suppose I ought to buy him a drink for his birthday, really. Yeah. And that's in St. Neots, or as people who've never been there call it, St. Neots. And I've never been out for drinking St. Neots, so I'm quite looking forward to it. So quite a week.
Yeah. Sounds quite good. Better than mine.
Yeah, sounds right, doesn't it? I will explain what I've been doing during this show in the next section.
Nice.
Because it's been quite funny. Every time a song's been played, I've gone and done something. And it's just been quite... I know I've told you, but I'll tell everyone else. Mm. But right now, I've picked this. This is suitable for why I'm going to tell you the next bit as well. This is another demo that Captain Marbles has done for The Scourge for their new album. And it's just very, very funny. I really like it. Let's have a listen to it, Tony. This is Lard.
You get it from a pig, and you can render it. You can add some chicken, even lime. It's lard. It's lard. It's lard. It's lard. It's lard. It's hard. It's
Lord, 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 Lord. I turn on the orb, slack in a walk. I fry up some bacon, make it nice and crisp. It's Lord, it's Lord, it's Lord, it's Lord, it's Lord, it's hard, it's Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, it's hard, it's Lord, it's Lord, it's Lord, 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 Lord.
That was The Scourge in Lard, Tony. What I want to know is, what is their website?
Thescourge.co.uk.
Oh, how are you spelling Scourge?
S-C-U-R-G-E.
Oh, it is. It's Tony Six, probably be the internet one. It's a pasting this week. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Right, quickly tell people why they should be sending you a twat before I get really angry, and then we'll do the international good guide.
Yeah, so 2012, the year of the twat, isn't turning out the way I hoped.
Not at all.
No. I just want your twat. Just please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. You must know a twat. Email me now. All twats received with thanks, and I respond to all emails. None of them get ignored, so please do email it through. Now.
That bloke who drove that boat into that rock, he's a bit of a twat.
A little bit, yeah. Exactly.
He jumped off into a lifeboat before the captain's supposed to be the last one on the ship, and he was the first one off.
Yeah. Didn't they order him back on?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Nice. Get back on there and sort it out. Oh, do I have to? So, anyway, despite that, it's now time for Tony's International Geek Guide 12 Bar.
Yep. Dog Bar Club, still in Denmark Street in London, and yet again their Sunday nights are to be confirmed. They're very mysterious Sunday nights. I'm sure something is happening, but it's always to be confirmed. Maybe it's the late, they always book it quite late, I don't know.
Who knows?
So I'm doing Thursday to Saturday again. So this Thursday, 26th of Jan, Jerry Tremaine and the Rising Suns, Happy Martyr, Stone Them Crows and Smoke Feathers. That's a Hieronymus Bish Bosh night. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Friday night. The Speed Kings. Goddamn Disasters. Moonshine Stalkers. And the Drowning Sorrows. It's a Bad Luck Saloon night. And the Speed Kings are a great band.
Yeah, and Moonshine Stalkers, I think, used to be Killing Seymour, who were a kind of psychobilly band from St Albans, and they're now more of a psychobilly band. If I'm right there, I think they've gone more straightforward psychobilly with the new lot.
How much do you think it is on a Friday night?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
You're very confident.
I am.
Saturday night, 28th. Archie Bargy.
Archie Bargy!
The Booze Boys and Minister's Dead and Rage DC.
So Minister's Dead, of course, feature the same lead singer that the Bleach Boys have, Matty.
Yeah. Nice. Good gig. It's a London Calling night.
I know. I'd like to go, but I've always said to Seb I'd go on his birthday.
How much do you
think I might go see Archie Bargy, because I've got some friends going. Luke and Una are going, I think, and it would be good fun. I'll see. I might accept out here.
How much do you think?
£6.
£7.
Oh, that's why you said you're sounding confident. You're such a tease. Oh, very.
Yeah, we're going. Good night.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic. That's a great gig. Friday and Saturday this week, great gig.
Yeah.
Really, really good. If you are around at the central London area on Saturday thinking of something to do, I recommend the 12-hour club. Minister's Dead are brilliant. Argy Bargy! Great fun.
Yeah.
Which I should play something else off their album, shouldn't I? I'll dig it out. I'll play something next week, I think.
Yeah.
I like them. I like them. Right, so does that conclude
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Yes, good week. Good week. Right, I'm going to just reveal what I've been doing over the show. I've had to cook my dinner, so it's ready for when we finish recording, so I can eat it, so that I can then go out to the White Line in Bulldog. Right, so everything's had to be just right. So I put my chicken drumstick and thigh in when we started recording. That takes 35 minutes, but you have to change it halfway through. After the first section, I put my spuds on. After the second section, I put my broccoli on. After the third section, I turned my spuds down because they were boiling too much and turned my broccoli up because it wasn't enough. After the fourth section, I turned my drumstick and thigh over so they'd be evenly cooked. After the fifth section, I went and turned down both my spuds and my broccoli. After the sixth section, I went and checked everything. Nothing to do. Now we're just finishing the seventh section and I'm nearly ready to eat.
Nice.
I know. Been well organised. I'll go back in a minute, it'll all be burnt. Time for the last track this week. I'd said I wasn't going to play anything off this band until near March, but I couldn't wait. I'm loving them so much. This is from, I can exclusively reveal a track from the Demented Argo new album, Welcome Back to Insanity Hall, which doesn't come out until towards the end of March. And I promised myself I wouldn't play it, but I was listening through it. I was like, I've got to play something. I like them too much. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Demented Argo's Facebook page? For 5 points. No, it's not for 5 points.
Facebook.com/Demented Argo.
No, facebook.com/official.DementedArgo. I should have said to you at the start, how about a little gambit that whatever happens, the next one's for five, the last one's for 5 points. But I didn't. This is brilliant. The new album's brilliant. We've waited 5 or 6 years for this to come out. It's been worth the wait. Tony, heads on poles.
Cruising through the woods,
I've turned it all off, Tony. It's all ready.
Yeah, nice.
I've got it. I've managed to syncopate it to all be ready at the right time. All I have to do now is whip up some gravy, which will only take a couple of minutes, and I'm ready to eat. That, ladies and gentlemen of Punky Radio Land, was Heads on Poles. I hope you appreciated it. I absolutely love it. The new Demented Argo album is brilliant. Right, so maybe you could run through a couple of things people should be doing, maybe things they should be listening to or the such like, or what internet radio stations they should be on, Tom.
Okay, well, firstly, internet radio stations would be handy. We're on three. We're on hussyskunk.com, which we're on three times a week. We're on Internet Talk Superstation, which is talksuperstation.com. We're on Friday nights. And we're on Podunk, which is podunkradio.com. And we're on Monday afternoons. When we're not on other great shows and great music, and why should listen to them or listen to us? Why not?
That's all you should say when you say afternoons and nights. That's all Eastern Standard Time, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yes. Podunk is Central Time.
Oh, Central Time. Okay. So that's 4 o'clock Central Time. So that's about 10 o'clock GMT, I think. And what I've lost it here. The Internet Talk Superstation. We're on at midnight.
Friday night. Yeah, midnight.
Midnight.
At Skunk. We're on three different times.
Yeah, that's right. So just check out the stations. They're really, really good. Now we also, do you want to just mention very quickly about iTunes reviews?
Yeah, so please do reviews at iTunes. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. on the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up our music store page on iTunes where you can review us. You'll need an account with iTunes, it's all free, so log in with your account, review us, it's Mac stores only, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, email me tony@punkyradio.com and we'll feature it on the show.
I will hopefully see some of you in either Milton Keynes or Aldershot over the weekend. Tony, best of luck smashing things up.
Thank you very much.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't hear.